I want to welcome you to this week's podcast from Cultivate Connection. Most people are stressed and struggle to find time to connect with God. We've created this Bible-based meditation podcast, teaching you the skills to carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. I want to thank you for taking the time and making some room to connect with the Lord. If you'd like to learn more about Cultivate Connection, you can come and check us out on our website, cultivateconnection.ca. There you can check out our blog, as well as join us on Facebook or Instagram. And then we also have the option to subscribe to receive these weekly meditations right into your email. So I encourage you to find a space that's going to work for you for the next 30 minutes. Settling in wherever you need to be. Giving yourself permission to connect with God. We are starting a new series this week. It's going to be an 8-week series. We're just going to really take our time working through John 15. This whole idea of abiding in Christ, abiding in the vine. And so if you would like to, as we meditate on this from week to week, I encourage you to take some time perhaps in your own Bible reading or study and jump into John 15. As we begin, will you turn your attention simply to your breath? Just beginning to observe, become aware of the breath moving in and out. Encouraging yourself just to come here, present, into this space. Feel the sensation of the inhale, how the lungs expand, the coolness of the breath. And on that exhale, just finding that release, that letting go. Where is it that the breath is drawing into? Where is it that you feel it releasing from? What sort of rhythm or pattern can you note in your breath today? Does it feel free-flowing? Does it feel a little sticky? Whatever it is, just taking note. Not needing or requiring the breath to be anything different than it is. And as you allow yourself to come present through the breath, I'm going to open us today in prayer. Holy Spirit, you are so welcome in this place. Will you lead our thoughts today? Will you guide this meditation? Will you meet with each person listening? God, I am in awe that all over the world, people at the same time could be listening to this and the same Spirit ministering to them in very different ways. I love, Lord, that it's not my words that are changing hearts and lives, but it's your Spirit touching hearts, changing mindsets, healing wounds, doing what you do best. God, we welcome you here as healer. We welcome you into this space as comforter. We welcome you as guide, as our coach, and as our advocate. Will you come and be who you are and do what you do best? And will you soften our hearts to receive what you have for us? I thank you that you know each person listening right now, that you have a heart towards them, that you care about them, that you love them. I pray, God, that that love would break in a greater measure. They truly would connect with you today, Lord. They would discover a deeper level of their identity in this space. And their purpose here on this planet would be awakened and empowered. So I want to take a moment before we dive into scripture. How is it that you are approaching this practice today? Maybe you begin to search some descriptive words. Do you feel light, heavy? Do you feel concerned? Do you feel bland? Do you feel eager? Do you feel slow? And if you're not sure, beginning to ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, how is it that I am coming today to this practice? Not trying to make yourself something you're not in this moment, but realizing that coming authentically just as you are is how we get to meet the Lord. Finding that awareness, what emotions feel present or not present in this space? What thoughts have been swirling? Is there anything drawing away and distracting you? And again, no condemnation, just awareness. And what about your body? Is there anything going on in your body today that you can take note of? Or maybe there's nothing out of the ordinary that you feel in your body today. And as we take a few more nice deep breaths, feel that nice expansion of the inhale as you draw in, perhaps pausing, and then finding that exhale, just a releasing and letting go. And how would you describe what you feel as you breathe in that breath, as you draw it into the lower spaces of the lungs, feeling the belly expand? And how would you describe it as you just let it release slowly, gently? Allowing yourself to come back anytime the mind perhaps gets distracted. We're learning a practice of mindfulness. Learning how to draw the mind back. Learning how to exercise and practice. So as I said, we're starting a new series. from John chapter 15. I'm going to be reading out of the Passion Translation. Today, we're just going to take the first two verses. So John 15, verses 1 and 2. We're just going to sit with it. I'm going to read it several times, and we're just going to allow the Lord to unpack something if he has that for us, or maybe we just take it in. Maybe just the hearing of the word today is enough. There's some days will come where the Holy Spirit will expand things for us, and other days we'll feel like, I don't know if I got anything out of that. And either way, when we nourish ourselves on the word of God, there's always fruitfulness somewhere. Maybe it doesn't happen in the moment, but we reap what we sow. And it doesn't say that we reap immediately. So trust that as you keep coming into these spaces and planting the seeds of the word of truth, trust that God will reap a harvest in due time. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So for anyone feeling discouraged in their times with the Lord, where they don't feel like they're getting anything out of it in that moment, I just want to speak peace over you. And give you permission to lay down the striving to try to produce results in these moments and instead just be with the Lord. So as I read it the first time, will you just breathe it in? Will you just allow it to minister to your whole being? Maybe you don't grasp the understanding in the mind, but just breathe in the word of truth and allow it to be planted within you. Jesus is speaking. I am the true sprouting vine, and the farmer who tends the vine is my Father. He cares for the branches connected to me by lifting and propping up the fruitless branches and pruning every fruitful branch to yield a greater harvest. I'm going to read it a second time. And what is it that stands out to you? I am a true sprouting vine, and the farmer who tends the vine is my Father. He cares for the branches connected to me by lifting and propping up the fruitless branches and pruning every fruitful branch to yield a greater harvest. And as I read it a third time, perhaps you first take a nice deep breath. Nice slow exhale here. And this time, just listening for something that perhaps you didn't hear the first two times through. I am a true sprouting vine. And the farmer who tends the vine is my Father. He cares for the branches connected to me by lifting and propping up the fruitless branches and pruning every fruitful branch to yield a greater harvest. We're just taking some time today, not being in a hurry. Taking time just to marinate in his word, and so I'm going to read it even a fourth time. And what is it that Jesus is giving you in this space to walk away from this space with? I am a true sprouting vine, and the farmer who tends the vine is my Father. He cares for the branches connected to me by lifting and propping up the fruitless branches and pruning every fruitful branch to yield a greater harvest. Is there an area in your life where God is inviting you in to being pruned? Maybe you ask, Holy Spirit, is there an area in your life, in my life, where you desire to prune? What is that area, Jesus? And maybe you take a moment to check in with yourself. What is your response or your reaction to the idea of being pruned? What sort of thoughts come up for you? What sort of emotions? Is there any tension that rises in your body or any sensations in the body? Have you linked pruning to like a negative thing or even maybe a punishment? But when we meditate upon this scripture, it says that he prunes and props up the vine that has been fruitless as well as fruitful. Are there areas in your life that have been fruitless that the Lord is pruning? Maybe he's cutting those things away so that the energy and the nutrients and everything, like in pruning, can go to those other branches that he's calling to bear fruit in this season. For some of you, perhaps that branch was fruitful in the past, but now it's a new season and there's been new sprouts, there's been new growth in new areas in your life where God now wants to flow in that area instead. And the cutting off of this old branch is not necessarily negative. It's just an invitation into a new space. Or maybe it's a season in your life where the Holy Spirit is inviting you into a greater harvest. In order to get to the greater harvest, it says even the fruitful branches get pruned. So a reward or a benefit of being tapped into the vine is pruning. Are you able to find joy in the pruning today? Are you able to gain his perspective? Can you ask for that in this space? What does the Holy Spirit want to teach you about pruning and fruitfulness and a greater harvest? And maybe there's been areas in your life where there has been a fruitlessness, a barrenness even. Perhaps physical barrenness, but maybe even more. In different areas of your life, you're just not seeing the fruit in certain areas. What is it that the Lord's asking for you to do in that space today? He knows what you need. Are you able to trust him that he's a good farmer, that he knows what he's doing, that he knows which branches need to be cut off, he knows which ones need to be pruned, he can see the future, and he knows he's an expert vine dresser. He's like the best of the best, and he's never going to prune off something in a way that will cause damage or harm. But he always has the best in mind, so that these branches, that this vine would bring about great fruitfulness. Will you give him permission to do what he needs to do today in your life? I'm wondering if some of you are just kind of hovering over those branches that need to be pruned, saying, no, no, Daddy, no, not here. It's too hard. It's too much. Please, no. Will you ask for the courage from the Holy Spirit to give permission to this faithful farmer to do what he knows is best? I believe there's some deep healing, some deep wounding in hearts, some letting go today that the Lord wants to walk you through. And I want to bless you in that. I want to bless you with the grace and the empowerment to let go of that which God is calling you to let go, to give him permission to prune away those things you no longer need, and to give him permission to even prune away those things that have been good and fruitful so that they can bear more fruit, an even greater harvest. I see God drawing some of you into this place of multiplication, of increase, of more. And yet it feels like a season of pulling back or stripping back because it's pruning. But I promise you, pruning leads to greater things, greater measures of fruitfulness and harvest. And I bless your spirit right now in this moment, in this space, to rise up and lead over your soul and over your body, and to find that connection with Holy Spirit. And I bless your spirit to receive the fullness of what God has for you in the pruning and in the harvest. May you be filled with new hope. May you be healed in the deep spaces. May you know that you were created for more. And as that pruning away comes, I see how all of that sap and all of that nutrients and all of that that's flowing through the vine can come into the branches and bring new life. So I release new life over you this week as you let go, as you let God prune, a surging of his energy, of his love, of his grace flooding into your bodies, into your minds, into your emotions, your heart. And I call in the greater harvest in your life. I call in the greater harvest in your families. I call in the greater harvest in the places where you touch your communities. And I bless you to thrive. Amen.